President Obama is making yet another push for Congress to pass comprehensive immigration reform before the end of the year. In comments yesterday, the president said he would even accept the piecemeal approach being considered by House Republicans as long as all the pieces get passed. One thing both Republicans and Democrats would probably agree on, though, is that the system as it exists right now is not ideal. And human rights groups agree, too, especially when it comes to detention centers set up for people who are caught crossing the border illegally. Those centers are being called unsafe, with some alleging that temperatures in cells are kept low on purpose as a form of punishment. From the Here and Now Contributors Network, Peter O'Dowd at KJZZ's Fronteras Desk reports.
Alexi Luis Lopez and his 16-year-old brother Brian were arrested in the Arizona desert. I met them in Nogales, Mexico, at a food bank where they landed after getting deported. They were held in custody for 2 days in the U.S. Here's Brian describing the conditions inside the cells. There were a lot of us in the cells, Brian remembers. To stay warm, we huddled together. Alexi says the agents took his sweater and left him with a T-shirt. Through an interpreter, Alexi says soon after his arrest, he told an agent he was cold.
And he said that maybe we would think about it two times before trying to cross again.
Door one!
This is a Border Patrol station in Nogales, Arizona. The complaint of cold has become common among migrants along the entire southwest border, so I went to see for myself. I met Border Patrol agent Andy Adame, who explained that about 65 people move through this station each day. Through a window, I see a line of men trying to sleep on a metal bench. They're covered with what looks like a thin sheet of tinfoil. Adame opens the cell door and walks inside.
You know, they're all given these solar blankets when they first walk in. You see them covered up, so I guess it is a little chilly in here. It's not overly cold, but they are using the blankets.
I'm sorry?
Hace frio. Hace frio.
A man pokes his head out from the foil. Hace frio, he says. It's cold.
Oh, we've given them two or three blankets. You know, all they got to do is tell the officers and we'll give them another blanket.
And the room does feel cold. We leave the cell looking for a thermostat. There's some confusion about where it's kept. And about 5 minutes later, we find a row of them inside the station's control room. The thermostat says 70 degrees.
We have never had somebody, get sick on us because it's too cold in there. You know, we try to keep it just a little cool just to keep down, the spreading of disease in there.
But human rights groups say cold rooms have become a widespread practice across the border.
To subject people to this kind of mistreatment for any period of time is unacceptable.
James Lyle is an ACLU attorney in Tucson.
But to do so for sometimes days is really egregious.
Now the legal battle has started. Earlier this year, the group Americans for Immigrant Justice filed legal complaints on behalf of detainees in South Texas. Court documents claim the detainees suffered psychological harm and came down with physical illnesses associated with exposure to the cold, lack of sleep, and inadequate access to food, water, and toilets. These documents claim border agents routinely refer to the cells as Las Hieleras, or the freezers. Border Patrol denied a request to visit a Texas station, and agents deny using the term. With stepped-up security in places like Arizona, migrants are moving further east to places near this border crossing at Progreso, Texas. Now, up to 800 people a day crowd into a single South Texas station, according to Christopher Cabrera. He's an agent and union leader at the National Border Patrol Council.
Sometimes they just pile up and pile up, and we put the bodies where we can.
He says some migrants are stuck in short-term detention for days at a time, far longer than the agency's policy of 12 hours to move people through the system. As for the cold?
Where we're at, it's the exact opposite. While the air conditions can't keep up with the amount of people that are in there based on the body heat, so the air condition seizes up.
Yet that's not what some migrants report. We agreed not to use this woman's name because she's afraid of retribution in her native El Salvador. She claims the Texas cells were ice cold, the temperatures at the nearby station in McAllen so low that her fingers turned purple. She echoes a common claim of many deportees. They keep it so cold you'll sign your deportation papers and give up hope, she says. Some people can't stand it. They ask to sign so they can go back to their country. For Here and Now, I'm Peter O'Dowd.
Well, let's talk more about this with Rachel Bale, a reporter with the Center for Investigative Reporting, who has reported with Peter on the border control detention centers in Texas. She joins us from Berkeley, California. Rachel, welcome.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Well, tell us what you found in Texas. You were speaking with a family with young children.
Right. So this family, they're actually based in Nebraska. It's a mother, a father, an infant, and a preteen. He's 9 years old. They had left El Salvador running from the Mara Salva Trucha, a violent gang that's all over America now.
Right.
They were kept in cells between 6 and 7 days, including the baby.
And they were kept in these very cold cells, these hileras that we just heard about.
That's right. Marvin, the father, who was separated into a different cell with the men, said that they took away his jacket and all his extra layers and just left him in a T-shirt and pants, and that it was so cold he was shivering.
What's the justification? Were you able to get anything from authorities about why these cells are so cold, or even admission that they are?
That's the big question. No, no Border Patrol agents we talked to, and we really only got a statement from up above. It doesn't seem like it's policy, yet it's spread in many stations. We have many reports. A couple of agents had said it's to keep the germs down, that the cold temperature helps with that, but we haven't seen any evidence of that actually being true.
You also reported on a lack of medical access for people that were held in these detention centers.
Right. One woman I spoke to, Sophia, she had crossed the border with her hypertension medication and her insulin. She has diabetes. And when she was caught by Border Patrol, they allegedly confiscated her medication. And it wasn't until she passed out a day later that they took her to the hospital, despite her begging for help.
Rachel, I know that some in Washington have taken notice of this, including Senator Barbara Boxer. Tell us about what's being done to deal with this.
So when comprehensive immigration reform was being debated a few months ago, Boxer had added an amendment that stipulated basic things like adequate climate control, sufficient food, a guarantee of medical treatment, really basic human dignities. It was ultimately stripped out of the bill that was passed in the Senate. It seems like just for basic political bargaining. And there's a Democratic representative in California, Lucille Roble-Allard, who has proposed a similar standalone bill to deal with these issues.
Rachel Bale is a reporter with the Center for Investigative Reporting. Before that, we heard from Peter O'Dowd from the Fronteras Desk in Phoenix. You can find out more at our website, hereandnow.org. Rachel, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Funding for Here and Now comes from Nuance with Dragon speech recognition software for parents to email, manage schedules, and record family history by speaking. Nuance.com. And Oxfam America, on the ground in the Philippines, delivering emergency aid to survivors of the typhoon. Learn more at OxfamAmerica.org.